Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome to the series premiere of Pro Basketball Today. This is Coach Young with a new setup for you for this NBA season. And what better way as a coach for me to get started than with our starting lineup? Leading off with Anthony Edwards, who is now, according to Shams earlier today, is going to be sidelined for 2 or so weeks due to his right hamstring strain. Now, obviously, Anthony Edwards was someone that I was extremely high on going into the season in regards to him being a possible MVP candidate. Now, when you look at Ant and his ability to score is undocumented, and obviously we know how great of a scorer he is, but this is something that we're going to have to deal with Minnesota here. Now, there's a couple of ways you can look at it, what they could do. Number one is they could probably just move Dante DiVincenzo to the two. Remember, Dante was starting the first couple of games for Mike Conley and just put Mike Conley into the starting lineup. So that's something to watch for right off the bat is how do they navigate Coach Finch in the starting lineup, which I do think is Dante DiVincenzo moves to the two. What you now need to see is between Terrence Shannon Jr. probably will get an uptick in minutes. Maybe Rob Dillingham gets himself a little bit of minutes. But as you look at Minnesota, this now puts, to me, a more of a heavy workload on three scorers. That's Julius Randle, who came off a really good playoff series this past year. You could also look at Jaden McDaniels, who had some big scoring games. But also Naz Reid, one of the top six men in the league, should get an uptick in production when it comes to the fact that Ant Edwards now is going to be out 2 weeks with an hamstring injury, according to Shams Charania. Let's head to the second part of our starting lineup, and that's the incident that took place last week in regards to Chauncey Billups being arrested in connection by the FBI in connection to an illegal poker game ring. He was arrested after the Portland Trailblazers were coming out. He was actually in his hotel when he got arrested. And it's something where, you know, there's been talk, obviously it was Gilbert Arenas that has talked about this before. And listen, this is not the end of this. You know, obviously Damon Jones, former NBA player, was involved in this as well. And it's a black eye for the league. Now, when you look at it, there's still things we don't know in regards to what Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones's role was in this. You know, were they just sharks? Were they just people that were there to bring in people who were getting the money taken from them? Or were they involved in the games in regards to the cheating that went on? Either way, this is not a good look for a Portland Trailblazers team who I firmly thought was going to go over their win total and then would be looking at possibly making the playoffs. Meanwhile, in the interim, Thiago Splitter, former NBA player, has now been named the, I guess you would call it, interim head coach. Folks, if this is, they can't let Chauncey Billups back coaching unless he's cleared of charges. If he doesn't get cleared of charges, I don't think you see Chauncey Billups again coaching an NBA game, because this is something that the NBA doesn't need at this point. So breaking news that happened last week, obviously, Chauncey Billups, head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, arrested and part of an illegal poker ring. Let's move on to another arrest that gave the NBA a black eye, and that's the arrest of Terry Rozier, who was arrested for basically being part of a gambling operation in which he informed, supposedly, people of the fact that he was going to pull himself out of a game early in March of 2023, and that people were going to go in and cash in under bets. There was a very interesting interview that Adam Silver gave Amazon Prime on Friday night. It was his first public comment since the incident. And what Adam Silver kind of said is, like, there's nothing that he did in regards to the NBA, in regards to what he did was wrong. He didn't point shave. He didn't do anything like that. What he did was illegal in regards to sports betting. And what it has done now is it's opened up Pandora's box to, this is the second incident now, possibly Jonte Porter and his incident last year in regards to players being involved and pulling themselves out of games to help people cash in under prop bets. The NBA's got a problem, folks. And the problem is they are now partners with sports gambling companies. In fact, there was a report and a memo that Adam Silver sent to all 30 teams. They're going to make a lot of changes in regards to injuries, in regards to reporting, and how it's being handled by personnel. Because of the amount of gambling, especially in the prop market, there's got to be more fluency in regards to what, how are things being disclosed? What are teams reporting injuries? How they're being reported? Because obviously this is affecting lines and numbers. But once again, Terry Rozier arrested as part of a gambling probe in regards to pulling himself out of a game early in March of 2023 to cash in under bets. Let's head to the WNBA with some news that was rumored to last week, but now made official today. And that is head coach of University of South Florida, Jose Fernandez, who I have got to see coach and was one of the best tacticians and best coaches in women's college basketball, was named the head coach of the Dallas Wings. And I think this is an outstanding hire by Kurt Miller. Jose is very well regarded in his work with Team USA, but particularly I do believe in U18 and U19 basketball. He has done a great job at South Florida, really making that team a perennial top-of-the-league contender while going through different leagues. And he's someone that is well-respected in the women's basketball coaching community. A tactician, a smart coach, a great communicator. Shout-out to his agent, Brian Sanchak, who I know pretty well, who negotiated this deal. And it looks like Dallas is following what the Sparks did and what the Dream did, which is head to the college ranks and going to get themselves a head coach. Speaking of heading to the college ranks and getting a head coach, the Seattle Storm did the same thing. And that's with Sonia Ramon. And Sonia got the head job with the Seattle Sparks after spending this past year with the New York Liberty. So when you look at Sonia's and just see that and see that she was a four-year assistant coach of the Memphis Grizzlies, I don't think that's the most important part. Sonia, who was a graduate of Tufts University, was the head coach at MIT for, I do believe, 12 years. And I've known some players from the Jersey area who played for Sonia and speak very highly of her as a coach, a brilliant basketball mind, and is someone that brings not only the fact of working with some of the best players in the league, and Inescu, and Jonquel Jones, and Breanna Stewart, and Natasha Cloud, but someone that has worked in the NBA, but also has a long time career. Think about this, folks. She went from the D3 ranks as a head coach to an NBA assistant. That tells you how good Sonya is as a coach. Congratulations to both Jose and Sonya and their well-appointed positions as head coach. Coming up next, we'll get into our future forecast, where we'll look at Victor Wembanyama and the start that he's had so far. BJ Edgecombe is now making a play for Rookie of the Year very early, shortening the odds. We'll take a look at Cooper Flagg, who finally got going in his last game. And we'll take a look at all things in a future forecast coming up next on Pro Basketball Today.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to the series premiere of Pro Basketball Today. And it's time to get into our future forecast as we look into the future in the NBA. And let's start with the San Antonio Spurs. And what a start by Victor Wembanyama over the first three games for the Spurs, averaging 33.3 points per game, 13.3 rebounds, six blocks, shooting at 57% from the floor, and 36.3% from three. There is just a different confidence that you see in Wembanyama and in his performance and just how he literally has tried to take over games. There was a really cool segment on Sunday where he blocked two shots, got the outlet on the rebound, and then hit a logo three. Let me explain something to you folks. The San Antonio Spurs are here, and they're not just here because of Wembanyama. It's been the play of Dylan Harper coming off the bench for the Spurs, getting you 16 points per game, 5 rebounds, 4.3 assists. Now, the three-point shooting percentage at 28.6% is not what you're looking for Dylan, but what you're looking for is the excitement that Dylan is bringing, which although San Antonio is 3-0, it does set up for the future. Why did they trade for De'Aaron Fox if you're going to draft Dylan Harper? You have to look at the fact of, if you're San Antonio, are you going to look to move, most likely going to be De'Aaron Fox, if you feel that that young backcourt of Stephon Castle and Dylan Harper can handle what they've been doing so far. But I will say this to wrap up on Wemby. If he gives you these stats for the remainder of the year, at 33-plus points, 13-plus rebounds, 6 blocks, 57% from the floor, 36.3% from three, I'm telling you now, everyone go home, give them the MVP, and it will be unanimous. We just talked about the Western Conference and a really young backcourt that's intriguing. Let's head to the East. Has VJ Edgecombe had a dynamic debut in the NBA with a 34-point performance, 13 to 26 from the floor, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 three-pointers, and a win at Boston. And what's interesting about BJ is we knew that he was an athletic player, but he's also a really good catch-and-shoot shooter. And now when you look at Philadelphia, they now have their young backcourt, in my opinion, of Tyrese Maxey and BJ Edgecombe. which now brings to an interesting part about what you do with Paul George, right? What do you do with PG8 when he comes back from injury? Because this kid has shown himself to be absolutely dynamic and spectacular. What a start by VJ Edgecombe, who now is getting up there and now is the second person behind this man for Rookie of the Year. And that's Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg in his first game struggled a little bit in his debut versus the San Antonio Spurs. You got to understand, folks, he did not get off to a good start. But after his big performance Sunday night and a better performance in game number two, Cooper Flagg's now averaging 16.7 points per game, 6.3 rebounds, 3.3 assists, shooting 44% from the floor and 33% from three. Now, I think the three-point split is going to come up a little bit. I think it's going to be about a 36-37% shooter from three. But Cooper Flagg has shown you in part of why he's such a generational talent. I really consider him to be a chameleon, right? Someone that can impact the game in different ways, offensively and defensively, in the half court and transition. And now, especially as the point guard in Jason Kidd's offense, obviously with Kyrie Irving being out and D'Angelo Russell coming off the bench, you now have Cooper Flagg running the point with, obviously, Klay Thompson. And I think this is something we're going to have to monitor with Cooper Flagg is his rebounds and his assists, his ability to impact the game in different ways. It wasn't the start that Cooper Flagg wanted. He did end up with a double-double opening game. But to me, what was most impressively with Cooper Flagg is his ability to run the point and really start to get better. Cooper Flagg will continue to improve as the season goes along for a Dallas team I firmly think makes the playoffs. Well, we've talked about a couple of rookies that have done well. Let's talk about one that's not. And that's Dylan Harper's teammate Ace Bailey, who's off to an extremely slow start, getting 1 point, not 10, not 100, one, uno, point per game, three rebounds, 1.5 assists, and 10% field goal shooting. Now, I think eventually Ace is going to be a very good scorer in the league. Number one, what are we doing in Utah? I know Keontae George is a good player, but if you want to see if this kid is a good, put him in the starting lineup. Let him play. You're not going anywhere. It's obvious that you are tanking, and they either want Darren Peterson, Cam Boozer, or AJ DeBanza. So why are we playing around with this now? And then you've got this lineup that they're going with triple bigs, you know, with Markkanen and Kessler and Filipowski. You can't slide this kid in as a three right now, put Markkanen at the four and Walker Kessler at the five. Maybe they're trying to get some kind of a trade package for one of these guys, but we need this kid to play and we need to put him on the floor because I do think he can score. Speaking of slow starts, the Boston Celtics are 0-3. And it's the first time they're 0-3 since the 2013-2014 season. Listen, we knew that it was going to be a transition for this year. We knew that it could have been a punt season with them having to make the trade. And Porzingis getting moved. Drew Holiday getting moved. Luke Kornet and Al Horford leaving in free agency. Jason Tatum being out for injury. But I don't think we expected this. Now, understand, you know, two of the three losses are Philadelphia and New York. Two teams I think are better than Boston in the Atlantic Division. But if you really peel back the curtain and look at this team, a team I don't think will make the playoffs, if you are Jason Tatum, are you rushing back to this? Better off punting and saving yourself for the 26-27 season. Coming up next, we'll get into the final four, which will be the best 4 minutes of NBA talk. We'll look at the Knicks and how they're adjusting to the new style. The surprising Bulls off to a 2-0 start. Alperen Şengün, could he be an MVP candidate? And Zion Williamson, how he has turned the corner and what I think about the NBA TV games. We'll be back after this on College Basketball Today. Welcome back to the series premiere of Pro Basketball Today. It's time to get into our Final Four, which is the fastest 4 minutes of NBA talk anywhere. And let's lead off with the New York Knicks, who are off to a good start with a record of 2-1, with wins over Cleveland and Boston, and then a loss at Miami last night. So what is different about New York that's making them really intriguing? Honestly, folks, it's the pace at which they're playing at. They're playing at a higher pace. Remember, they're the slowest team in the NBA last year. It's also the fact that they're flattening the defense and they're shooting a lot of threes. New York leads the league going into Monday night and 3 points attempted per game. That's something that was not a staple under Tom Thibodeau. Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby taking more shots. Jalen Brunson playing off the ball. And although they lost last night, Deuce McBride has been a present surprise. What do the Knicks need? They need to get Mitchell Robinson back, and they need Yabusele, who doesn't look like in great shape, to round himself in the form. Speaking of rounding himself in the form, have you seen what the Chicago Bulls have done to begin the season? The Chicago Bulls, folks, are 2-0 after impressive wins versus Detroit and Orlando. Are the Bulls possibly a playoff team? Now, this was a team that I was not high on going into the season. But the most important thing about what Chicago is doing and Billy Donovan is they're defending. The Chicago Bulls, do you know, going into tonight, have allowed the least points per game in the NBA so far. They've also gotten great play out of Josh Giddey and Nikola Vucevic, who both are getting over 20 points per game. You have to look at their bench play of DeSamo and obviously Kevin Huerter giving you about 28 points per game. And then the signing of Trey Jones to kind of stabilize the point guard position with the Chicago Bulls. Now, they're playing without Coby White, and they need to get Coby White back. But right now, what a start by Billy Donovan and the Chicago Bulls, who we were not expecting much, are off to a 2-0 spark. You know who I was expecting a lot out of? That's Alperen Şengün. And Alperen Şengün, so far to start the year for an 0-2 Rockets team that does play Monday night, is scoring 28 points per game, getting 9 rebounds, 7 assists, and shooting 50% from 3. Can Alperen Şengün actually be an MVP candidate? I don't know. But what I can tell you is, ready for this, folks? Alperen Şengün is the most important player to the Houston Rockets. A Houston Rockets team that has changed their lineup, but obviously with Fred VanVleet being out, with Amen Thompson at the point, Kevin Durant at the 2, Jabari at the 3, Steven Adams at the 5, and Şengün at the 4, which is really interesting because you have a couple of different ways you can play Şengün. He's an excellent passer and has always been, so his ability to set up teammates is one thing, but also the ability to knock down shots from the perimeter and stay out of foul trouble is why Alperen Şengün right now should be talked about at least early on as an MVP candidate. Speaking of MVP candidates, we got Zion, and we got healthy Zion, and we got an in-shape Zion, and we got a motivated Zion. So what does that mean for a Pelicans team that I was extremely high on? It's giving you 27 points per game, 9.5 rebounds, 6 assists, shooting 47% from the floor, and 64% from the foul line. Now, it's all about health with Zion. Can Zion give you 70 games for this team with Herb Jones, with Jordan Poole, right? With Trey Murphy III, with Alvarado? They're a good team, folks. And if Zion could find a way to play 70 games, you'll be talking about them being in the in-season tournament doing well and maybe possibly in the play-in tournament. Let's end today's podcast with a buzzer beater. And that's the NBA TV games are now out for the first week. Obviously, with Peacock having games Sunday through Tuesday, ESPN on Wednesday and Fridays, and then Amazon Thursday through Saturdays, all along with ABC. What I've seen, personally, as a coach, I thoroughly love what I'm getting out of Peacock and what I'm getting out of Amazon. You know why? We're getting basketball talk. We're getting former players kind of taking you back into what they do and how they've learned. And it's refreshing for what they're bringing. Now, obviously, inside the NBA now on ESPN is going to have their people that follow him. But if you're a basketball purist like I am, and you want to hear what the former players have to say about the game, I love what I'm getting out of Peacock and out of Prime. This has been Pro Basketball Today, the series premiere. For all things sports gambling, download that Sports Grid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. From my producer, Maddie George, we'll be back next week with another edition of Pro Basketball Today. But always remember, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.